Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McRae reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball into Allinson, who tags McRae, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Burleson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive towards the mound. Eckersley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Andy Hosler now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Way then moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Len scores. Rice moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Len moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Len moves to third. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Way then moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potek takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Potek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards third. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Way then is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Broemer moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Broemer moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. George Throop now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.